And this is really important, especially as you get more success, is you need to build the skill of flexibility. So when we first start, y'all, a lot of you are so flexible with everything. You have no rules. We put in a lot of guardrails to keep you from just careening off in the cliff, you know? But then as you get better and better and better at this, you start noticing you can use your rules against you. That's where I am in my life. Like, my coach tells me all the time, she's like, okay, Corinne, when I say I'm not going to do something, like if I'm not going to follow my plan, like for me, not following like my work plan or something like that is my skin coming off. And I will just go in and be like, yeah, but you know, the other day I didn't follow my plan, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, and she'll say, well, why does it matter? And I'm like, because if I keep doing that, I'm going to be lazy. And she says, Corinne, the last word to ever describe you in the dictionary will be lazy. She's like, you have to get better at understanding in some moments you need to go with compassion for where you are. And that's not always showing up as the A-plus version of you, the one operating on all cylinders, the one where everything's going right. There are some days you need to take a break. You're not going to finish your task. I'm not off, you know, escaping pain or anything. I'm actually listening to myself on those days. That's the difference. And the way you do this, I know everybody's like, well, how do you know the difference? Am I supposed to be following rules or not? You ask yourself, in this moment, what am I telling myself about why I'm going to do or not do whatever the decision is? Is this a reason that I want to eventually put on repeat or not? In 10 minutes, in 10 months, and in 10 years, will this be some pattern in my thinking and showing up for myself that I would love to embrace? So for you, it's like, do you, when you don't want to go to dance class, even though you're like, I have nothing on my schedule, I'm not even that tired. But if you have a reason why it's like, you know, I'd like to just watch TV tonight for fun. Yeah. Do you want to build the pattern of knowing what you want to do for fun that doesn't have a negative consequence?
I think that's the thing that this weekend has really unlocked for me is there's never a point in the day where I feel like I'm allowed to have fun. Like I was talking to my partner after yesterday, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to start letting myself have fun now, because normally it's like, you know, I could be listening to a podcast. I could be reading self-development.
Yes.
Every moment needs to be like, you got to do something to better yourself if you want to be a good person, which is thinking I know I need to unwind. But it's been, I guess I just feel like I need a guard, like what time am I going to allow that to happen? Or there's just,
I think you can start a little bit with like build, like I get you, man. We could be the same person. Seriously. Like it's like coaching myself right now. It's very meta, but it's where you just want to like in the beginning, carve out some time for fun. Get used to experiencing, work with what you already do well, which is planning for your success and stuff. Go ahead and say like, this is like in these blocks during the week, I get to choose whatever I want to do. And you can even make a list ahead of time of all the fun things. It's what happens is, and that's why I talk to you guys about this, is we're always learning about ourselves. I can't solve everything for your weight loss journey in like one little neat course. This is why I like you guys who stick around for a while, because you're always evolving and learning new things, is the rules get you to a certain point and you get very comfortable with them. And you love them because they've given you so much success and so much security and so many things. But our thinking was what always did it. We just didn't make the connection. And so when we get to this point where we start wanting to have fun, the only thing we remember is fun version was really overweight. And so we use our past thinking instead of here I am now with all my rules and stuff, and I want to add in fun. What's the next version of me going to be like? And it may be you just don't need as many rules. One of the hardest things for me is to sometimes let some of my rules go and to get better practiced at flexible thinking. Flexible thinking is a skill. Flexible thinking means you are now putting yourself in a position to have a choice that works and a choice that might not work, and to be thinking it through and to know that whatever you choose, you're going to be all in on that. And if it doesn't work out with flexible thinking, that you're going to have your back. It's where you're evolving to. So I think that's just where you're at right now. So carve out some fun. Yes. And when you get there, just know you're going to be like, motherfucker, we're having fun. Quit bitching that we should be growing and evolving. Because that's what it'll be at first.
I'm so glad to have spent. I joined a year ago and I would never have gotten to this sort of thinking without being here all year and learning so much. So I'm really, really happy to be here.